This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of PacWest Bancorp lost another 3% today. They're down better than 50% in the past month, 50%. The latest of the regional banks to find itself under pressure as depositors take counsel of their fears and pull their money out. Deposits at federally insured banks are, as we all know by now, covered up to $250,000. The catch, of course, is that the money for that insurance coverage has to come from somewhere, and whence it comes is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, whose fund to cover those losses has taken a hit of almost $16 billion the past couple of months. Now, and this is by law, the FDIC now has to top that fund up, and it does have a plan. A proposed rule out earlier this week calls for a special assessment on the country's biggest banks. But a proposed rule is just that, a proposal. The banks get to weigh in, too, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
The FDIC said the proposed fee will only affect 113 banks, but it didn't say which ones. Betsy Johnson is chair of the Illinois Bankers Association and president of Solutions Bank in Forreston, Illinois. Today, she and her colleagues were still sorting out the details.
I'd be honest with you, we're still diving through this, digesting what it actually really means and the impact of what it has. There's always implications to everything and sometimes unintended consequences.
The special assessment of 0.125% would only apply to banks with assets over $5 billion, with the vast majority of the fees paid by banks with assets over $50 billion. Carlos Naudan is president and CEO of Ponce Bank in New York and says those thresholds are the result of a lot of lobbying by smaller banks.
We were able to see to it that FDIC took a more reasonable approach to the special assessment.
He's pretty sure his bank wouldn't be required to pay the fee, but knows that could change depending on what happens in the 60-day comment period. So he's headed to Washington next week to do some in-person lobbying of his own, even as he continues to have conversations with his customers to assure them his bank is still a safe place for their money. Assurances many of the bankers I've spoken to say are working.
The depositors, they have calmed down, I think.
Amiatosh Punanandam teaches finance at the University of Michigan, but he says stockholders are another story. While people with uninsured deposits can look to the FDIC for comfort,
stockholders are going to continue to freak out because there's no bailout happening for the stockholders.
The FDIC isn't coming to save them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.